time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. I'm your host, John Lowe. You are listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. When you talk about religions or politics, it usually put a division line between the people. I'm just an ordinary guy just wants to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. This show is about ordinary people and ordinary pain. Not the kind you see on television, like the wife of Atlanta, a basketball wife. And the topic of this show is taming. That will be the topic of today. And we will be coming from Isaiah chapter 48, verse 9. But at this time, let me open up with a prayer to God. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask of you to help us to continue to fight off the correctness of our ways, so we can receive all of your blessings that you have for us. This I pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. We have a new segment called Hip Hop National Honor Roll. We want to recognize the kids for their hard work in school and doing a great job. And we're going to recognize Josh Wiggins and Sarah Wiggins, the honor roll students. They attend Somerset Academy in Fort Lauderdale. And we just want to recognize them for their hard work and the great job they're doing in school. That is Josh Wiggins and Sarah Wiggins. I thank their brothers and sisters. They are honor roll students and attend Somerset Academy in Fort Lauderdale. And I just would like to say, I know the father and mother are proud parents, a fine example of family. Working together. But after these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation, and you listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
There will be marches with our song. Song will be singing. So we'll be gathering. We're in the way. Yeah, we'll be shouting. We're in the north.
They will be marching. We're down south.
My people's in the nursing home, don't even know their name. We race
celebrate.
They
put them up.
They will be marching. We're down south.
So they will be.
Oh,
National Radio. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products, starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identity,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on home,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
It's time to hit the studio, and it's only one place to go. That's right, my boy KB puts it down. He is your one-stop shop, from producing your music to taking your entire photo shoot. He simply does it all. Music and video production, artist development, mixing and mastering, CD artwork, and CD duplication. You just need to give them a call at 214-296-7817. Conveniently located inside Big T Plaza in the Big D of Dallas. That's just where he sits, but he is worldwide. He has all you need, and the only thing missing is you. So give him a call at 214-296-7817. KB Studio, where he's taking the star to the next level.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard I Pray, and before then you heard March. Topic of the show tonight is Taming Your Temper. And the scripture that we will come from is Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 9. This is one of my favorite scriptures here, Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 9. The scripture here have a very touched me in a very special way. About 11 years ago, I was at my house and I was reading my Bible, and I ran across this scripture and I read it, and it really touched me in a way and began me to humble myself in life, check myself. Now, Isaiah chapter 48, verse 9, it reads, "For the sake of my name, I shall check my anger, and for my praise, I shall restrain myself toward you, that there may be no cutting you off." And this is God to the Israel, or the Israelites, the chosen one. And these are the words that God said, that he would check his anger. So that definitely means that we need to check ourselves every day. If God check himself, we definitely need to check ourselves. See, God's determination promised no regrets. You must vandalize wickedness, represent something greater than discomfort. Take a successful stand against what you should know to resist temptation. Sometimes you will feel like quitting and giving up when things seem too hard to go another inch. Now, you should see all the faces and hear all the people saying, "I knew he or she wasn't going to be anybody." At that point, something needs to happen to your mind. It should refuse to see and hear anything but, "I can do it. I have a place and I belong here with everybody else." Only at that point, God's spirit will touch all your fears and run them away. See, love starts out like a blank sheet of paper. As we fill this blank sheet with decisions, actions, and experience of life that shape individuality and personality, until you aspire, you should not take away your integrity from yourself. Some people are used to having a war zone going on in their life. Once the war is over, people still fighting with themselves. It could have been a relationship that was abuse. You was in a relationship, it was abuse and mental, physically abused in this relationship. So could them serve as a sign? So they have to create a personal war with anything or anybody. Spirit of rejection and denial what empower the assault on their priorities. I think about the meaning of pain. Pain is personal. It really belongs to the one that's feeling it. Probably the only thing that is their own. Now, why the reason why their force is not strong, because when you fight over something, you fight with hate. When you fight for something, you fight with love. It's a terrible thing to live without love. The countries that will die unless you step over into love. When trouble comes, then dishonor will come. Self-doubt will discourage your motivating spirit. You have to contend with your own imperfection. Positive emotions are involved. Are you willing to overlook past wrongs? Focus on improving your skills. Recognize Satan's trap. Do not feel worthless or overly discouraged because discrimination was impolite. It wouldn't accept your forgiveness. I think about all the people in Ferguson, how they are hurting at this moment and crying out for us. Now, gain God's trust. Experience the truthfulness of those words. It isn't easy to deal with the hurt and pain that arise when you are a victim of mistreatment. Uncontrolled anger can cause you to take action that you will later regret. If you let yourself be consumed with resentment, you become as helpless as a hooked fish. One of the best ways to deal with trouble feeling is to talk to a person, stressing challenges. Confining is often the first step towards emotional healing. If you can't bear a face-to-face talk, try writing a letter or speaking over the phone. But what if the hurt just won't go away? Remember this, although you can't change what happened, you can change your reaction to what happened. Don't let yourself be conquered by the evil, but keep conquering the evil with the good. This is the thing that keeps your heart unlocked so that you can live. Do your mistakes cause you to feel miserable? If so, remember, Paul, he was a disciple of Jesus. He said, when I wish to do what is right, what is bad is present with me. So let that be the example, a role model, Paul life. Read some of these stories in the Bible. And when you say to yourself, if I can't live up to the perfect ideal person, why try at all? Because God's chosen ones had flaws too. Some was fornicators, murderers, they spread lies, there was adulteries. But they kept fighting off the correctness of their ways. You may well have been disposed to rage, perhaps because of the influence of family, environment, or other factors. What you do with the rage is within your control. The question is, where do you want to be when it comes to your emotions? In the driver's seat? Or in the passenger seat. Others have learned to control their anger, and so can you. I used to have this pent-up anger, and often I take it out on whoever upset me next. Could be my dog, somebody borrowed something to wear and didn't ask me. Now that was a fight. But I didn't have to walk around like a stick of dynamite looking for a fuse. How often do you lose your temper? Never. Every week, every month, every day is most likely to make you lose your temper. No one, parents, others, schoolmates, siblings. If you said, he provoked me or he made me lose my temper, if so, your very words suggest that others are holding the remote control to your emotions. Admit to yourself, I allowed myself to be provoked. Acknowledge to yourself, I chose overreact. Once you accept responsibility for your actions, you will be better able to change them. Sensible people will see trouble coming and avoid it, but an unthinking person will walk right into it and regret it later. People can sense that it takes real strength to display self-control, and they will respect you more if you do that. Now, I'm not talking about drama-driven people who just like to make somebody miserable. You know, these are the negative people. I'm talking about positive people, always having things to say, encouraging to you. And we'll not force a person to disobey his conscience. A soldier cannot serve in two armies at one time. Winners and losers. Winners say it may be difficult, but it's possible. See the game and see the possibilities and make it happen. Losers say it may be possible, but it's too difficult. See the problem and let it happen. Your kid consideration deserves your most careful attention you have, because their role model is the parent. That's who they need to show their greatness to, is you. And so they work hard to impress you. But we get tied up in everybody else's problems and forget about the blessing. The only thing they want is to make you happy. But you let your problems affect your child's dreams. When you look into your child's eyes, do you see your pain in them? If so, let it go. Because that's what you will put in them. Do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you was growing up. Learn how to let it go. To let go of things that happened in your life so you can manifest all the greatness you haven't yet discovered about yourself. So please put it not into your kids, but put it into your strength so you can outrun any bad situation in life. Children are like young plants that develop and thrive when nurtured regularly with love and attention. They need water and sunlight to grow, just as plants do. Love and attention lay a firm foundation for your child to develop and become responsible and mature adults. So they start to act out because they don't have anybody to see their greatness. That's when they start to wonder, do people really care about me? So could them serve as a sign that it's no helper, it's pointless. So they try to take charge of their life. So they try to intrude their presence upon this world. They feel like that's the only way to reaffirm reality, by fighting and smoking and having sex. Now they separate their emotions. And when you start to challenge them, that's when you realize your kids have changed. So you didn't get the chance to tell your kids how important for you to show them that you love them and give them the best side of you to see and not the worst side of you. Now, they became a threat to your confidence. Only then they think you will consider them having a stable place in life. What a person learns or does not learn during childhood can affect his future abilities. Such studies indicated that early childhood is critical time for developing the brain function necessary to handle information, expressing emotion normally, and become proficient in language. Pushing small children too hard and too fast stop them striking a reasonable, balanced understanding. Some kids, it's hard for them to follow instruction because they may not be fast learners, but they thorough learners. If a child can learn a whole song and remember every word, word from word, this kid is teachable. So I think kids are teachable. I mean, kids are teachable, and the only thing you have to do is make sure that they learn and take your time to explain things to them. They may not be fast learners, but they are thorough learners. So take your time and explain things to these kids, and they can learn. They have the capable ability to learn. So if you make a child feel loved and connected, brain development, infants delight in making you do something over and over, such as to pick up a top, to pick up a toy that they dropped. Infants have an extremely short attention span, so play only when they seem to enjoy it. So now, as a parent, stop putting your pain into your kids. We accept all genre of music, gospel, hip-hop, pop rock, R&B, country, and etc. We are hip-hop with a twist. The only thing we ask of you to keep it clean. We can get the word out on your music and to your new fan base. Upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. And after these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come into this place where I am. Thank you, Lord. And begin with me.
read in the paper the other day about a preacher who fell from grace. He begged the church for forgiveness. He realized he made a mistake. And some folks left the church and said, "He's supposed to be a man of the cloth." See, they forgot he was the same man that prayed for them when they were lost. So glad God is not like man. He won't throw you away after you've done wrong. But I'll pick you up and step you off and put you back where you belong. God didn't give up on me. I'm so glad. Oh, God gave up on me. When I gave up, easy to point the finger when the spotlight's not on you. Well, and we will be surprised what we see if the truth come out on you. And you need to show a little mercy and grace for somebody else. And take your foot off your brother and consider yourself. I'm glad God has done that.
Blankets is your only stop when thinking of memory items created from photos. Forever Memory Blankets creates blankets, pillows, bed covers, t-shirts, and so much more. Remember, all we need is an ordinary photo. FMB has done great work for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Music Soul Child, NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade. Forever Memory Blankets is doing it up for all of the stars, from Slim Thug to Bun B, and we cannot forget about our main man, Snoop Dogg. All you have to do is contact us today at www.fmblankets.com or call 469-893-0706. That's 469-893-0706, where we're taking ordinary to extraordinary.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard God Didn't Give Up On Me. And before then, Holy Spirit, two beautiful songs. If you would like to call in to